With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the most influential philosophers of the early 20th century was a man named Ludwig Wittgenstein, who left his hometown of Vienna to study at Cambridge. There, Wittgenstein turned the tables on his mentors, the philosophers Bertrand Russell and G.E. Moore, and became, in many ways, their superior. A young Washington, D.C. area writer named Bruce Duffy has written a fictionalized account of Wittgenstein in his Times, a highly praised first novel called The World as I Found It.
It is true to the basic facts of Wittgenstein's life. I mean, very broadly speaking, the basic facts. But beyond that, I've really taken many, many fictional liberties.
There has never been a major biographical work about Wittgenstein, who himself wrote only one book during his lifetime. But in that book was a line that Bruce Duffy found haunting. What we cannot speak about, we must consign to silence. And that led Duffy to want to know more about Ludwig Wittgenstein.
He doesn't act like a philosopher. He didn't wear a tie. He was incredibly difficult to get along with. On the other hand, he absolutely mesmerized people.
Wittgenstein was uncharted territory, but Bruce Duffy traded the idea of writing a biography for risk-taking fiction.
When I talk about the philosophy in there, I did not want to just have this be a recitation of the philosophy. I did not want this to be a pop Wittgenstein. I wanted that philosophy to mean something, to have some emotional impact. I wanted you to take on Wittgenstein's philosophical problems.
Bruce Duffy adopts a stylistic quirk in The World as I Found It. He does not use quotation marks.
Wittgenstein really wanted things very clean without ornament. And I thought, why have quotation marks in there? Because these are typographical ornaments.
Bruce Duffy, off to an impressive start as a novelist with The World as I Found It, published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There has never been a major biography of the Vienna-born philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, who lived from 1889 to 1951. There are those who consider Wittgenstein the most brilliant and original philosopher of the 20th century. A young man named Bruce Duffy had graduated from the University of Maryland, intending to make a career as a writer of fiction. But Bruce Duffy's early efforts at stories and poetry had gone sour, so he switched to painting.
I ran across an issue of Art Forum where they mentioned this house that Wittgenstein built for his sister Gretel in Vienna. And I thought, gee, I could make a kind of collage work out of this. I would have pictorial elements and various prose poems. So I wrote one prose poem and then another and then another, and then it became a cycle of prose poems and then a novella and then a novel of 500 some pages.
It took Bruce Duffy 7 years to finish it, but his fictionalized account of the life of Ludwig Wittgenstein was published to glowing reviews.
It almost feels like you're sending out smoke signals, and you know there are people on very, very distant bluffs who are watching this, and suddenly you realize, my God, the message has been received.
Bruce Duffy, who was born in suburban Maryland, says he might never have become a writer had not a traumatic event happened during his childhood.
The most formative event in my life, and I think something that really did lead me to becoming a writer, was when my mother died when I was 11. When you consider what happens with a death like that for a child, all the things that were givens in your life are not givens anymore.
Duffy also says his ear is tuned to other people's voices.
And I've learned to be a very good listener. And if there's anything that's important for a writer, it's to be able to draw other people out.
Bruce Duffy's fictionalized biography of philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, The World as I Found It, was published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.